From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A new study finds that a medication commonly used to treat alcoholism does not help people with severe long-term drinking problems. The medication is called naltrexone. Several previous studies found that alcoholics who took it were less likely to relapse. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the new research published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine.
There are only two medications used to treat alcoholism. One is disulfiram, known as Antabuse, which causes people to get sick if they drink. That doesn't work well because most alcoholics simply don't take it. The other is naltrexone, which was approved by the FDA in 1995. University of Pennsylvania psychiatrist Dr. Joseph Volpicelli did the first studies showing naltrexone was effective. Volpicelli says it works by blocking the pleasurable effect alcohol has on the brain.
Patients reported to me that they just felt less of a compulsion to have to go drink, that they just felt that they could walk past a liquor store without having intense cravings for wanting to have alcohol, that if they went into a bar and, God forbid, someone offered them a drink, even if they had a sip, they found that they would leave, you know, half the drink right there at the bar, that they weren't interested in going out and having a full binge. And so for many people, it just was remarkable. Feeling in terms of helping them in the recovery.
Volpicelli's studies found that naltrexone, along with talk therapy, helped alcoholics stay sober. Since then, at least six other studies have agreed, but recently one study questioned the value of naltrexone. Now the largest study yet challenges its effectiveness. Researchers from the Veterans Affairs Connecticut Healthcare System enrolled 627 veterans, overwhelmingly men. They were divided into three groups. All were counseled and encouraged to take part in AA. One group was given naltrexone for a short period, another group for 1 year, and one group not at all. Dr. Enoch Gordis directs the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
They found no significant difference whether they gave naltrexone for 3 months or for 12 months compared to placebo. And so this was a decisively negative study and very well conducted.
In an editorial, Gordis says it's not clear why this study found naltrexone ineffective when most previous research found otherwise. Gordis suggests it could be that the people in this study were particularly difficult to treat.
These people were older. That means they have a much longer drinking career. Another possibility is that, in general, this population is less privileged as far as employment and social and family supports than many of the somewhat younger populations that were studied in several other studies.
Gordis says the results do not mean doctors or alcohol treatment programs should drop naltrexone. On the contrary, as it is now, he says, doctors should continue prescribing the medication until new research provides more information. Gordis says researchers are now looking into whether naltrexone might work better when combined with a medication that appears to reduce withdrawal symptoms.
There are also studies which are looking at the combination of naltrexone with other antidepressant drugs in those alcoholics who are both depressed as well as being alcoholic. And so there are studies going on with medication therapy for alcoholism along many fronts.
And other studies continue to look at different types of talk therapy in combination with naltrexone. Everything from an AA approach to therapy focused on helping patients develop skills to better cope with stress.
The task of the therapist is to help the patient by actual rehearsal and practice and so on, learn how to respond to these stressful situations with alternate things to do. That is to seek out friends, to find other activities, to, you know, reassure himself that this stress is a passing event and it's part of life and so on.
Bottom line, Gordis says treating alcoholism is complicated. Different people will benefit from different treatments. For now, he says, it may be that naltrexone is most effective for those who are not yet severe alcoholics. People under 40 who have been drinking for less than 20 years and who have social support systems like friends, family, or spouses. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.